Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Ball knocked away from Heald. Squirts right to Kuminga. Back cut. Nice. Waters down the lane. They hammered it down with a right hand. Nasty dunk by Waters, who's having an unbelievable night. 19 points for Lindy Waters. Lindy Waters is going to put the headset on. He is going to talk to us right now. After an outstanding night at 31 minutes, 21 points, 9 rebounds, 8 of 13 from the floor. You know, Lindy, we talked after your buzzer beater game winner in Hawaii, and you know, you talked about what you wanted to do working for the Warriors. You know, tonight was next man up, and you were very good there, sir. Very good.
Appreciate you. Yeah, I just come in and try to bring the best energy as possible. You know, we got a really deep team. You know, all 1 through 15 guys can go out here and compete and can contribute to the team. So, you know, my number was called, and I'm here to do whatever the team needs me to do to win.
You're 3 of 7 beyond the arc. How important is your footwork in getting yourself set and relaxed for that shot?
It's most important. You know, that's where your base is, and that's where your shot starts. But I think I had maybe 2 shots that were toe on the line. So, you know, I'm not happy with that, but I got to practice get my big feet off that line, but we'll be okay.
Lindy, what was the biggest difference in the offense in the first quarter, second quarter? 2 assists first quarter, 10 assists in the second quarter.
You know, we got off to a slow start, and, you know, with certain guys in the rotation, you know, we're still getting used to it, playing with certain rotations. But once we found our flow, we started competing, and it really started on the defensive end. Getting stops and bringing that physicality. We went on that run second quarter, and we never looked back.
Yeah, it seemed like the second quarter, the defensive pressure you were putting on them, kind of the force that you played with, getting up in their grills, not letting them get anything easy, any cuts easy, that made them uncomfortable in the second quarter and really kind of led to that turnaround.
Yeah, you know, they came out with a physical presence and, you know, really put us on our heels and, you know, shout out to Draymond. You know, he was the voice of today, and he was just telling us they'll fold. We just got to be physical. We got to bring that force and play with that type of force, you know, for the whole 48, not just for parts of the game. So, you know, kudos to everybody that was out there. You know, we got to turn around and play him again tomorrow. So we'll go watch the film. We'll go see where we can get better, and we'll come back tomorrow and compete.
Absolutely. 21 points, 9 boards, 4 assists. You had a steal and a block, and you were by far and away the plus-minus winner of the night, a plus 26 in 30 minutes. That is getting it done.
I appreciate you. Right.
Good luck tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. So, Lindy Waters III with a very great performance tonight, coming off the bench and really making the most out of his minutes. Golden State made 21 threes out of 46 tries. And so for the Warriors, they outscored the Pelicans from 3, 63 to 27. Pelicans were 9 of 22. Warriors with 21 threes. That means $10,500 donated to benefit local organizations as part of the Hoops for Kids program. It's brought to you by our friends at Salesforce. Go to warriors.com/kids for all the info. And thank you, Salesforce, for that. Wow, that's a number that just jumps out at me.
Well, I don't know if this will surprise you, being that Buddy Hield went 6 for 6 from beyond the arc from about the 1:45 left in the third quarter mark on. But the Warriors in the last 3 quarters were 19 for 33 from 3.
Whoa.
19 for 33. They were 2 for 13 in the first quarter. So 19 for 33, they ended up 21 for 46 from 3, which is still a very, very robust 45.7%.
And part of the reason there, player movement,
yep.
Ball movement.
Yep. I mean, look at that. 2 assists in the first quarter, 32 the rest of the game. I mean, it's just it goes to show you, like, when the offense is working, it can work without Steph. Steph just allows you that ability for the offense to get off track a little bit, and he can do his stuff. And when he does his stuff, magic happens. He's Steph Curry. But when he's not in there, you don't have that one player that can create that type of magic. You got to let the offense work and let it help get you open. Cut hard, move the ball, and then move your body. So they did that in the last three quarters. They did not do that in the first quarter. And the defensive pressure really picked up in the second quarter. And I was telling you during the break that you could really see why they got DeJounte Murray. Because with him in there, that stuff doesn't happen as much. And they just could not get into their offense. I mean, they just couldn't do it. And the turnover started happening. The Warriors' steals started picking up. They had two steals in the first quarter, seven in the second quarter. They tacked on five more in the second half. But the second quarter is really kind of where the template for the rest of the game was set.
You know, it's funny. You know, we've talked about their depth all preseason, all training camp, you know, about their depth. And tonight, you know, after a really bad start, it really showed tonight. I mean, they had guys up and down the lineup who played well. You mentioned Buddy Hield.
Yep.
You know, with his 28 points tonight. Brandon Pajemski started really slow, but he ended up 19 points to go with five assists. And, of course, as always, he's always up there in plus-minus, second best on the team at plus 17. And then, you know, Jonathan Kuminga started slow, got into the rhythm of the game, had a nice night, 17 points, three boards, and a couple of steals and a block. So, you know, and then, of course, our guest, Lindy Waters, I mean, he was outstanding tonight.
Yep.
Just really, really good. But
no. I mean, Kuminga's got to have more than three rebounds, 28 minutes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
If I'm going to get on Wiggins about that all the time, I'm going to get on him about that. You're 6'8", 6'9", you're that athletic. You got to have more than three rebounds. And so, I mean, Kevon Looney, I know, had nine. But Kyle Anderson also, or Lindy Waters had nine in 30 minutes. I mean, so I just would, because I, it's not a criticism. It is a critique. I guess you want to say it's the same thing, but I know he can do it. So that's why I keep harping on it same time over and over again. It's like he can do this. He can be that player. He can be a player that goes out there and gets you 20 and 10 and 11, gets offensive rebounds, leads a break, passes it up, stuff like that. And so, but yeah, he was good tonight. He was under control for the most part. Only took three threes, made one, but he got to the rim. He had a couple nice cuts a couple times. I mean, Pajemski was just really good. I thought in the first half he was out of sorts. He was too fast.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like he was real frantic.
I thought both he and Kuminga were trying to force something and not let the game come to them.
Yeah,
and,
exactly. It was like you're watching going, ooh, just slow. Just a breath. Just a breath. Things are going too fast right now. They just everything's woo, just kind of whizzing by you. And the second quarter, things started slowing down a little bit. And, yeah, he just, you know, he does what he did. He got his five assists and three rebounds and 19 points and his plus 17, which he's like Iggy Jr. now. He's Mr. Plus Minus. And I don't pay that much attention to it when it's on a game-by-game basis. I do, but it doesn't really resonate with me. But when you do it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, like Iguodala did, then it becomes more than just like, oh, look at that. That's cool. It's a pattern now.
Well, like Pajemski led the team last year.
Yes, by a lot.
A lot.
A lot. And by the way, that's a team with Steph Curry on it.
Yeah, exactly.
By a lot. So, but that was Iguodala, right? You look at the stat line and go, eh, okay, plus 13.
Yeah.
Plus 12. Plus 14. And that's kind of Pajemski, too. Yeah. You look at the stat line, and this one's an impressive stat line, but some of them aren't impressive, and he still finds ways to help the team win. So I think Steve will be happy that he found some combinations that he really likes. It'll be interesting because they came out in the third quarter and they were really good to start the quarter. Buddy Hield didn't start that quarter.
No.
Buddy Hield started the game. He really struggled in the first half. He really caught fire in the second half. So it wouldn't surprise me tomorrow night if Buddy Hield comes off the bench.
Lindy Waters might start.
Lindy Waters might start or, you know, whoever. But, Lindy Waters obviously would be the choice. But I can see that situation unfolding tomorrow where, hey, Second half, he was much better than he was the first half. Lindy Waters was great. Let's bring Buddy Hield off the bench.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. The you look at the different type of combinations, and tonight I think that's where the depth paid off, was those combinations. But I also want to get back to Kuminga for a second, mm-hmm. because I always look for little things with young players, and he's a really young player. I think we tend to forget that because he hasn't played that much basketball in terms of, you know, like as compared to other guys his age. And so tonight he made a play on the fast break where maybe 2 years ago he probably would have tried to barrel all the way to the rim and try to take it himself. Mm-hmm. And this time he kind of slowed down at the free throw line, looked at Pajemski, and when Jackson Davis flashed through, he looked at Pajemski and threw a beautiful no-look lob to TJD for a bucket. To me, that was a nice sign because that showed me that he, you know, he made a play for somebody else and he had the timing and the patience to wait for the play to develop.
So. It shows you the game slowing down.
Yeah.
In that play.
Right.
I don't know if it always slows down for him, but yes, in that play, that was a really nice play because he had the foresight before he even got the ball. He kind of saw it where he was dribbling up the court. He kind of saw it happening in front of him, and so he had to have known, like, I can pass it to Pajemski, and if he's open, I'll give it to him, but if the defender kind of comes up, then I have TJD. So you're thinking about these things in your head, and those things happen when the game slows down for you, and that's kind of the next level for him, to start seeing those things. Don't force as many things. Which he didn't tonight. There were a couple forces, but not as many tonight. But just kind of, you can tell when the game slows down for players. They just see things. And every player will tell you there are times when the game slows down. And for the great ones, I'm sure it's slow all the time for them. There's probably occasionally it gets fast for them, because I think even for great players it'll get fast. It's probably like great golfers. Even great golfers probably go through struggles like, what the heck's going on with my swing? But it's very short, and they spend an enormous amount of time in the slow zone where they just everything's slow, and they see everything, and they read everything. And it's like, oh, this is not easy, but by comparison easy. And for some of us, myself included, you don't spend that much time in the slow zone, but it's beautiful when you do. Most of the time, it's like, boom, boom, what's that? Where's that? Who is that? I mean, the game happens so fast. I mean, these guys are so good, and they're so athletic, and it just, man, it's going. You got to try to keep up with it. You're trying to keep up with it physically. You're trying to keep up with it mentally, and it's just not that easy. And you're right. He is young. He's trying to get better at it, but that was I'm glad you brought up that play, because that was a perfect example of the game slowing down for somebody.
So before we get out of here, now you got the same two teams tomorrow night.
Yep.
What adjustment do you think Willie Green will make?
Well, he's going to have to make an adjustment with that high screen on the ball handler, because the Warriors doubled that mercilessly, and they turned it over out of that. I don't know how many times. I'd have to go back and watch, but my goodness, out of their, 23 turnovers. My goodness. I don't know how many of them were out of that, but I'd say four or five off the top of my head. Especially when you set it over near the sideline, they just clamp down. There's nowhere for you to go. They can use the sideline as a third defender. So that will probably be an adjustment for them. They're going to have to use, I think, more screens to free guys, because there was too many times where it was just trying to pass the ball, and the Warriors after the first quarter just got up into them, and they were really kind of forcing them out. And even though Zion is a point guard for them in a lot of instances, he's not that guy that really breaks down pressure. Neither is McCollum, neither is Jones, neither is Ingram. Ingram's a finisher. He's not a starter. Alvarado's really the only one that can do it, but he's got limitations. So they got to figure out a way to get into their stuff. Like, for them, I would say, like, much like the Warriors, especially tonight, like, get it out and try to get something in transition. I mean, you look at the fast break points. Where is that 22 Pelicans? That four. Like, I know you want to run your half court sets with McCollum and Zion and Ingram, but this is a team that does have a few, not a lot, but a few 3-point shooters. And even if they're not 3-point shooters, I mean, you get Zion in the open court on the run. I mean, good luck guarding that. So that's probably what I would try to do. But they're going to have to figure out a way to get in their offense. They got into it early, but really getting into it early was getting the ball to Ingram, letting him go. That was it in the first quarter. After that, they really did. They had a really, really tough time.
All right, Tom, we'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good. By the way.
Yeah.
I was in the restroom at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
This mustache is getting out of control.
Yeah, it's getting a little furry there.
It's getting out of control.
Like, well, before the game, Tim was giving me a hard time because we updated his profile picture in the media guide. He said, well, Tom hasn't updated his. His beard is
white. I didn't update mine. I was forced to update mine.
Correct.
Were you?
His beard is black in the media guide.
Yeah, he's black.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yes. Time to update that bad boy.
Yeah, we should do it. Take a picture of me right now. I'll get the life below zero look.
Yeah,
life aquatic.
I was thinking, like, I don't know, Tombstone.
Yeah,
1870.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Put a black hat. Yeah, there you go. Put a black hat on.
Love that.
Get some spurs on. Oh. I'll be good to go.
Val Kilmer's best performance.
Oh, it's incredible. Oh,
just
why
awesome.
Johnny Ringo? Like someone just walked over your grave.